Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Here, Bird Show.
Now, Wendy, what has made, because Wendy's been the notoriously single member of the Bird Show for a couple years now.
Yeah.
Wendy, what has made you take this leap into finding love on the internet? And is that why you went to those websites that clouded up all the computers?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I always look at porn. Jen Hobby actually said she got a friend involved in online dating, and it kind of like spun my interest. I mean, I've been single for, 2 years now, which is the longest time I've ever been single. I'm normally a relationship to relationship person, and both of my long-term relationships have been long. They've been 2 years apiece, so all I know were my long-term relationships, and I'm kind of in a dating rut. I mean, you meet people here and there, but nothing's really going anywhere. And I've always thought online dating was a little bizarre, so I've never done it. I just think it's weird meeting people on the internet. I don't know why. It's
sure.
just oddly bizarre. So
I think would that
I've
be
been
the
dabble in it?
That'd be the attitude of everybody. I think the first time they do it. Like, I don't think anybody really embraces it and says, I want to find love online. Doesn't everybody have the dream that they're going to be pushing their cart through the, you know, Publix and their dream man or dream woman's going to be coming the other way, and you realize that you both love the mint Oreo double stuff cookies, and you realize you're the only people in the world who like the mint double stuff Oreo cookies?
I mean, that could definitely be the dream, but Wendy works too much, and that's why we were talking about it and I suggested it. I mean, she's here all morning. She goes home, regroups, and comes back and is here all afternoon. So there's not a ton of time for her to be dating.
Right.
And that's what she's been complaining about, I think, the most, is just your limited availability.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of friends that are that same way. They work a lot, right? So they get up in the morning, they work out, they do their thing, they get to work, they don't get home till 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and then at that point, like, were you gonna go be a bar fly and then do it all over again the next day? No, you're busy. And so at home, when you have a couple hours before you got to go to bed and do it all over again, then you can be on your laptop and maybe meet some people in that way, so that you're not having to be always out and about trying to be social in bars, wherever. And for a couple of my friends, it seems to be working a lot better, and it's really sort of opening the access to potential new people. But I will say the first couple of weeks are rough.
Now, the internet, you seem like it's like going to be really shady, and all that's on there, these shady guys who are just looking to get like action or something like that, not like
some
legitimate
of them
people.
Some of them definitely are.
Not what I'm looking for.
See, and there's, you know what? There's the dream, your forever can come true online. Hey, George.
Yes.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
What's going on?
Yes.
What's going on?
Not much.
You met your wife on Yahoo?
Yahoo, 8 years ago.
There you go. See, Wendy? Your dream can happen. You can find a guy just like George.
Right there. Well, I think he found a girl.
Right there on the internet.
But whatever. Whatever you're looking for.
The stigma that I think comes with people dating online is that, like, oh, it's an act of desperation or whatever. But if you can convince yourself that it's an act of convenience and you're okay with it being an act of convenience, then it's almost like, you know, going to the theater and picking out which movie you want to see.
It really is. And I think I think attitudes about it are changing so much, especially in other cities. I have a really good friend from growing up who lives in San Francisco, and everyone there online dates.
Really?
Like,
really?
That's all you do is online date, because everybody there is, well, I guess in her circles and whatever else, like, very, very career focused, especially inside the city of San Francisco, like very busy, all that kind of stuff. And she said, that's the only way that you date in San Francisco.
Huh.
You meet at coffee shops, you meet for one quick cocktail, whatever it is. But everybody online dates, they chat for maybe like two or three times online. They're like, great, let's have coffee, whatever. Coffee works, then it goes from there. If it doesn't, it's move on back to online. And it's so commonplace there that your like sort of apprehension about online dating would be unheard of there. People would look at you like you were weird.
So
like,
what's,
really?
What website do they use out there? Websites, do you know?
I think she's done a whole bunch of them. I think my friend that I'm talking about specifically met her boyfriend on Match.
Okay.
But I think she was also on Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
Which is a free one. and maybe eHarmony. I can't remember if she was on eHarmony or not, but I know the boyfriend that she has now that she's been dating for like 9 months, they met online. And like everybody does it there.
So which ones are better, the free ones, or do you actually have to pay for a website?
Hey, Joe, welcome to the Bird Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met my fiance on eHarmony, and her brother met her fiance on eHarmony.
And it wasn't like, it's not it like strangely bizarre.
Do what now?
It's not strangely bizarre to go on to eHarmony and just start chatting with somebody.
I mean, yeah, you meet some creepers, definitely, but, you know.
But you meet creepers. You meet creepers in the bar too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I don't have time to go out to the bars. Like, I literally am such a homebody during the week. I maybe go out one day a week, and then that's my only night out.
What websites are you considering? Have you even thought about it yet?
Well, I was considering the Plenty of Fish website, and then I was considering paying for one and doing like an eHarmony or a Match.com. But I don't even know if it's worth paying for or if that is desperation.
Okay, well, here's the idea. We're gonna put you on right now. You guys remember Mike Beaver? Not gonna laugh when I say his name. Do you guys remember Mike Beaver? He's from copypastebang.com. Copypastebang.com. It's a website that is geared toward guys. We interviewed him, and he actually made a lot of sense. We were going to kind of rip him apart and try to defend the honor of the woman, but he basically knows how to look for ads online and knows how to create ads online that will attract people who are looking for to get pretty quickly into a relationship intimately. But he has...
That's not what I want.
Right, but he has made himself an expert in what works for different reasons and what doesn't work for different reasons on online dating ads. So what the thought was is we bring him on the show. We have him help Wendy pick a couple of websites. Then he will create one ad, and Wendy will create one ad.
Is he going to create like a booty bang and whatever website for me? Because that's not
he'll
legitimate
the
one.
Ad, well, he's online right now, so we can... You can tell him exactly what you want, but the thought is he is a pro ad writer. So you tell him what you want, he will write an ad that, and we'll just compare that to the, you know, attention that you get from your ad. Because I think, Wendy, I think you're going to be a little more reserved, conservative, and humble about the whole thing. I think dude here, Mike, is going to put it out there and say, this is, you know, put it out there and be more realistic about it and more honest.
Well, I definitely want to hear what he has to say.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, first of all, it's Beaver Phillips, not Mike Beaver.
Oh, where did I get Mike Beaver from?
I'm not sure, but I appreciate you having me back on the show, guys. How's everybody doing?
No problem.
Good, how are you?
So Beaver's your first name.
Well, not my real first name. That would be Steve, but Beaver's been my nickname since 3, and it kind of stuck. So.
Well, now right, Jeff's Beaver. Giving you the nickname of Mike.
I'm more comfortable then with Beaver being your first name rather than Mr. Beaver, because that's odd and creepy. Hey, welcome back to the show, and thanks for taking the time with us.
Oh, no, I appreciate you having me back on. And while I was on hold, I was listening to some of the things that were being said. Mm-hmm. And I really strongly agree. First of all, the internet dating thing, I think there was a bad stigma attached to it years ago, but it's becoming more and more acceptable. And it really is a huge time saver. One of the folks that was just talking mentioned that, you know, by the time you start your day, you go work out, you work, and you come home, you're tired out, and you're just not in the mood to go out to a bar or a club. So... I agree with a lot of those points that were brought up.
But it's still a little scary because you never know if they're going to use a fake picture or if this is a legitimate person or some just creeper who's looking to like stalk you.
Sure. No, and that makes sense, too. And some of the websites that were mentioned while I was on hold, the first one was Match.com, which is a pay site, and another one was Plenty of Fish. And the reason I think I like Match the most is because people are paying for it. So, you know, they've got an investment. They tend to take it a little more seriously. And, of course, you know, you are going to have those people that will post the 10-year-old pictures and whatnot. But most people today on their cell phones have a camera. So don't be shy, Wendy, about asking somebody to, you know, to stand in front of a mirror and text you a picture. You know, I don't have a problem doing it. And I think unless they've got something to hide, they shouldn't have a problem with it either.
What now you heard because you offered to write an ad for Wendy, and her concern is that your ad is going to be, you know, just attracting dudes who are ready to hook up for one night and hang out with her.
Well, you know, based on the title of my book, she's got a valid concern, but I do offer some services to my readers, and one of those services writing profiles. And when they do move forward with that, the first thing I do is send them a questionnaire. And the very first question on there is, what are you seeking? And it sounds to me like Wendy isn't looking for a booty call. She's looking for a long-term relationship. So mm-hmm. I'll write a profile geared toward what she's seeking.
Are there any buzzwords that you'll definitely include in there, or that you'll definitely not, that you'll leave out?
Well, certainly I'm going to try and make it a little bit more conservative because, again, she is looking for that, it sounds like the long-term deal. Is that right, Wendy?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm not going to use, you know, graphic words or anything like that or anything sexually suggestive. I'll keep that stuff out.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And then I think what we're going to do is Wendy is also going to create an ad mm-hmm. just to see which one is going to attract more attention. Because if I'm going to guess, Beaver, your ad is going to be more bold and more direct than I think Wendy would have the confidence to put out there.
I can tell you I've already created one, so I'm pretty confident. So but it's not like there's not what like, is a your, lot in it.
What does your sound like? Like, what's your profile? Like, what's your description of you? How would you describe you, Wendy?
I literally just put in keywords of stuff I like. It's just like happiness equals, and then this is all, everything I like.
That's so kind of cool. I was going to ask Beaver, is it like personality descriptions or interests that you should go with first?
Well, it's a little of both. And one thing that I really try and stress throughout my book is how to separate yourself from your competition.
Okay.
Because obviously I've seen a lot of different females' profiles. And, you know, if there's another one that says looking for my knight in shining armor, it just makes me want to puke because there's so many of those types of headlines and things like that. One thing that I use in my profile, I do a lot of the self-deprecating type behaviors and comments. So, you know, an idea I had for Wendy, and I think that guys might find it funny, and I think it would maybe separate her profile from some of the other women's, maybe a subject line like clingy drama queen seeks man of dreams or something. You know, just get some humor in there. I don't know if you'd be comfortable with that, but it would certainly stand out from some of the other profiles that are out there.
And it'd probably put the guy at ease because
yes.
I would assume a guy seeing a headline that says looking for knight in shining armor, that would make a guy run, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
But the clingy drama queen, like you would want to click on that. And if the rest of the profile was...
It was like tongue in cheek.
Yeah. And, was that funny? Like, hey, I'm looking for someone who wants to move in tomorrow. You know what I mean? And you knew it was a joke.
Right. I'll bring a U-Haul to the first date.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, I do a lot of that humor and self-deprecation and stuff, and it really works. It works well. So, again, if we can kind of keep yours looking unlike the other women's out there, I think it's going to help a great deal.
Well, what we're going to do is connect the two of you guys off the air so you can talk and create the profile. And then, Wendy, you said you already have one up.
Mm-hmm.
Beaver, you can write the ad and you can place it on or instruct Wendy to place it on whichever website or websites you think are right. And we'll put it out there. This is not something, I don't think we're not linking it up to the radio station or anything, right? Like people...
It'll be outside of Q100, but can she also have him pick out of like maybe five pictures which picture he would pick to put on the profile?
Oh yeah, that's important too. Yeah. We didn't even touch on that.
And then like what picture you would put on the profile?
Absolutely.
Like give him a choice of, you know, five or six different pictures of you?
I mean, I'm definitely willing to try anything. Obviously, I don't want to be single for a long time. That's what I feel like I'm in.
All right, so Beaver, thank you so much again for your time. We'll have you on again once this has been up and running for a couple weeks. But your website, copypasteandbang.com, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And Wendy, just one thing. Don't feel like you're being desperate by doing this. I know that somebody had mentioned that it's very popular in San Francisco, and it's getting more and more popular everywhere. So you'll be fine.
All right.
It's all good.
I'm jumping in with both feet.
Good.
Good.
Thank you, sir. Right. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.